Good morning. Our Hebrew Bible lesson this morning is in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14, found in your pew Bible on page 759, found in the large print Bible on page 987. Ezekiel 37, 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." I prophesied, as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude of them. Then he said to me, "Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves. O my people, I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. When I opened your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken. It will not act, says the Lord." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now, if you'll turn in your hymnal to page 848, we will read together responsive reading, Psalms 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, would mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be worshipped. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. In the Lord's word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. More than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and the Lord is plenteous redemption, and the Lord will redeem Israel from all her iniquities.
Good morning. The epistle lesson this morning is Romans 8, verses 6 through 11. It's in the Pew Bible on page 147 in the New Testament, and it's in the large print Bible on page 191. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong in him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies, although this Spirit that dwells in you. The word of God for the people of God.
Let's turn now, as we have been throughout Lent, to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. It's in your Pew Bibles, New Testament on page 98, and in the large print edition on page 127. Now, a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death, rather is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not in them." After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. And Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I was glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." And when she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary, that had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, obviously, we have several long and wonderful Bible readings this week. Ezekiel and Romans and the Gospel of John speak quite consistently of the amazing and supernatural transition from death back to life through the power of God's love. Death to life. As you may well know, the early church spent the weeks of Lent preparing new believers for the sacrament of baptism. Baptism has this same theme, death to life. It is said that we die to sin as we are buried in the waters of baptism, and then we are raised up out of the water to walk again and live a new life in Christ. Death to life. Ezekiel is dropped into the valley of the dry bones of the whole house of Israel. God instructs Ezekiel to prophesy to these bones, and then they are re-articulated, rebuilt, refleshed, and reinvigorated back to life through the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel was amazed. "I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude." Death to life. Paul reminds the Roman churches and us that it is our basic human nature to succumb to temptation and to be sinful creatures. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. He directs us to Jesus. "But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through His Spirit that dwells in you." Death to life. John's Gospel tells us in great detail of how Jesus brought Lazarus back from the grave. And we are instructed in the ways in which Jesus can do the same for each one of us. Even though you may find yourself alone in the dark cave of sin and death, Jesus will call you forth to live and to walk in the light. At the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus commanded bystanders, "Take away the stone." Despite the stench of death and sin, Jesus calls each of us, as members of Christ's church, to roll the stone away from each other's tombs through Bible study, through fellowship, through accountability. Lazarus came out of the cave, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Jesus is calling each of us to help the other to unbind that person from the entanglements of temptation and sin. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." Do you believe this? Death to life indeed. Alleluia. Amen.